This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. It usually makes headlines when a police officer is involved in a dramatic incident, whether it's getting shot, shooting someone else, or rescuing someone. But there's much less attention paid to what happens to an officer's mental health in the months and years that follow those incidents. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning tells us about one effort to change that.
On a spring morning, Plymouth County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jim Creed is standing in a quiet parking lot.
We are outside of what used to be the Silver City Galleria Mall in Taunton.
The mall was torn down last year, but we're here to talk about something that happened in May 2016 when the mall was still a bustling shopping center. Creed and his wife, Laura, went there to eat dinner.
The night that everything happened was the first time that I was ever there.
It was sort of an early birthday dinner for Creed. They ended up at Bertucci's and were just waiting for the check when they heard a commotion.
Suddenly realized that it was actually somebody stabbing somebody else in the back with one of the knives from the waitress station.
Creed says his training took over. He pulled out his badge and his gun.
And there were tables flying and chairs flying. People were running everywhere.
The assailant turned towards Creed.
I was saying, drop the knife, get on the ground. And his response was, we're both going to die today. And he just kept coming. I waited till he was about 7 to 10 feet from me, and then I had to fire around.
The attacker fell to the ground and later died. Within minutes, Taunton police arrived. It was over. Creed's wife, Laura, is a nurse and ran to help a waitress and others who were hurt. Not everyone made it. A man at the bar, George Heath, tried to stop the attacker but was stabbed and killed. Creed didn't know it at the moment, but the Bertucci's was the last stop in a rampage through the city. Earlier that day, the assailant broke into a nearby home and stabbed a woman, Patricia Slavin, and wounded her daughter. He tried and failed to carjack others, then drove his car into Macy's at the mall, attacked several people, and then entered the Bertucci's.
It was a really, really bad day.
Creed and his wife were physically unharmed, but they weren't unscathed. The next day was his 35th birthday, and he fielded celebratory calls and texts from people who didn't realize what had happened to him. Family and coworkers who did know filled his house, but after they all left, the trauma started to sink in.
I don't know how to describe it. I just had, really bad stomach pains. I ended up pretty much laying on my bathroom floor for about 2 or 3 hours that day, just kind of in pain, not knowing what was going on.
But even with all the news coverage in the weeks and months after the attack, he managed to keep his personal struggles to himself.
People watch movies where the officer goes and he's in a shooting 1 minute, goes back to the office, laughs about it, goes out the next day, is hunting down somebody else, and there's 3 more shootings, and there's no emotional impact at all, and that's just not the case.
Experts say it's common for officers to struggle after being involved in something traumatic like Creed was. Sherry Martin was a police officer for 23 years in 3 departments, mostly in South Carolina. She says many officers wind up resigning within a year or two after a traumatic incident.
Going through something like that is extremely difficult, especially if it's not handled well. But even when it's handled well, it's difficult for the individual to go through. And trying to retain them means that they have to be supported, not just right after the critical incident, but for several months or even years afterward.
Martin says there's a national effort to stem that tide. Just look at her job. 3 years ago, the Fraternal Order of Police Union created a brand new division focused on wellness, which Martin now leads. And in Massachusetts, Creed is pushing a bill that would provide support for officers who deal with something traumatic, everything from an officer's suicide to a death involving a child. If passed, law enforcement agencies would need to have programs in place for officers. That includes more training so officers would know what to expect. It would also require departments to offer help to family members. That's especially important to Creed, whose wife was there for the shooting and tended to the wounded. Representative Kathy Lenatra sponsored the bill after Creed came to her. Lenatra says officers often internalize the horrific things they encounter on the job.
Law enforcement officers are trained to kind of suck that up, and they don't really have that outlet. They don't want to bring it up at home.
She knows. Her husband is an officer in Kingston and worked for the New York Police Department on 9/11.
So I think with this bill, it will really insist that they do get the help that they need, that it will kind of end the stigma to that. There's no tough guy or tough woman mentality.
The bill has already been approved by the Public Safety Committee and now awaits a vote in the House Ways and Means Committee. Creed feels lucky. He got help from a supportive department and community. The night of the shooting, other officers showed up to help him. He got time off and later eased back into the job with a few months of training his new police dog. He and his wife got help through Boston's peer support services, speaking with both a therapist and an officer who had been through something similar.
I think I was very well taken care of, and I don't think I would still be working in law enforcement if I didn't get the help I received. So I just don't want to see somebody else not get it and then have a hard time, end up quitting, or worse.
Other officers deserve the same help he got, he says, no matter what department they work for. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmani.